You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Battle Creek has been looking for a new police chief and a new assistant city manager. Yesterday, it was announced that there will soon be a vacancy in the city manager's office as well. Ken Tushiyama announced that he will step down later this month. Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman joins us. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
As your story says, there had been some tension between the manager and the city commission for a while. What were some of the signs that this was going to likely be the final outcome?
Well, you know, there's been tensions with the commission and the city manager for more than a year and a half now, and it kind of all stems from the drunken driving incident that two off-duty police officers were involved in, and that kind of changed from that to some allegations of corruption from Commissioner Jeff Domenico within the police department, mishandlings in City Hall, and I think all commissioners kind of conceded that there was a need for improved communication from the city manager to the city commission, from the city manager to the public, and it's almost gotten to, it's escalated since then, and just in the few meetings that we've had this year, the city commissions had already tried to overturn a decision the city manager had made regarding the delayed demolition of a building, and just this week they almost tried to, at least Commissioner Jeff Domenico made a motion to make a move that would prevent the city manager from signing a contract for waste collection. So there's been a power struggle, I would say, between the commission and the city manager for quite some time now. So the news yesterday that there were disagreements on how the commission and how the mayor and the city manager view the direction of the city, that didn't come as surprising.
I noted at the beginning that there are some other vacancies in Battle Creek right now because the police chief is retired. People remember that, of course, the assistant city manager, Jim Ritzma, took the city manager's job in Kalamazoo. How much concern is there amongst the city commission, which might have had some differences with Ken Tushiyama, about this vacuum at the top right now?
Yeah, there's certainly a leadership shakeup. We've got we just hired a fire chief after a pretty lengthy vacancy. Jim Ritzma, as you said, left. Our police chief position is open, and who is serving as interim is actually unclear at this point, too. And now with the city manager leaving, I think the commissioners who did call me back yesterday, Jeff Domenico, and he says, was pretty confident that, you know, the people, that the quality people within City Hall right now can step up in the meantime until they get those vacancies filled, and that this was not a setback, that this was an opportunity. And Ken Tushiyama expressed himself a confidence in his city staff and was confident that Susan Bussell would step up to the plate and get some people in those positions because she's expected to be voted in as in the interim as city manager. But I don't think that might be the same sentiment that the rest of the community has. Dr. Joe Shores, this might be the most powerful quote in one of the stories that we have today. He's a former Battle Creek mayor and, of course, an ex-congressman, and he said, "Organizational holes are very difficult to fill if the pathway that got you to where you are is strewn with bodies." So, you know, there's been a lot of criticism from just the outside community looking at, you know, we've got three key leadership roles that are going to be empty here pretty soon. And I think it's fair to say that a lot of people are worried.
Your story and the statement from Ken Tushiyama mentioned philosophical differences between him and the commission. Do we have a real good grasp of the different philosophies that are at work here?
You know, like I said in my story, I said, you know, what those differences are unclear. I tried to reach out to Mayor Walters yesterday, and he didn't return three calls. So if you're listening, Dave, give me a call. But it is unclear. I think there are some disagreements that are clear among, you know, what exactly the city manager is responsible for and what the commission believes they're responsible for. And I think there's been accusations of micromanagement. I'm not sure if those are credible or true, but it's unclear at this point. But I know that there's definitely been a power struggle of, you know, one, the police chief and how the police department is handled. And, you know, there's been a presentation from an outside audit firm to come in, and they've presented, but, you know, no movement on that. So I'm not quite sure what those disagreements are, and I hope I can find that out. I'm not giving up yet.
The news release from the city yesterday said that Ken Tsuchiyama is retiring. He says he wasn't forced out. We've got about 30 seconds left. Jennifer, is there any other way of seeing this and concluding that Ken Tsuchiyama was not forced out?
You know, yeah, I think a lot of people aren't buying that. I think some people, have, you know, as soon as the new commission was voted in November, a lot of them said they see their writing on the wall. And with three key leadership positions leaving, yeah, that's going to naturally make people question that. And the unexpected closed-door session meeting regarding Ken Tsuchiyama's employment was definitely telling. So a retirement when commissioners only knew within a few days this announcement, yeah, I think that's questionable.
Jennifer Bowman, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman on yesterday's announced resignation, Ken Tsuchiyama stepping down as Battle Creek city manager. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.